Fungi. The term fungus refers generically to all members of the kingdom Fungi. Fungi are widely distributed in nature. Of the more than 100,000 species of fungi, fewer than 500 are known to cause disease or infections in humans and other animals, and fewer than 50 have been identified as causing infections in healthy persons. However, fungi are common causes of infection in individuals with altered immune systems. Mycology is the study of fungi. Mycosis refers to infections or diseases caused by fungi. Fungi have a nucleus that is distinctly visible under a microscope, and that nucleus is surrounded by a nuclear envelope. Fungi derive nutrients from organic materials. Most are accidental pathogens that humans acquire through contact with decaying organic matter or airborne spores in the environment. The two broad groups of fungi are yeasts and molds, based on the macroscopic appearance of the colonies formed. Yeasts are unicellular, round to oval organisms ranging in size from 2 to 60 millimeters. They reproduce by budding and the production of spores and produce moist, creamy, opaque, or pasty colonies. Some molds reproduce by elongation and fragmentation of their hyphae, or pseudohyphae, which are tube-like projections. They produce fluffy, cottony, woolly, or powdery colonies. Other molds reproduce sexually and asexually by the formation of spores. Several pathogenic species of fungi can grow as both yeast and mold. They are referred to as dimorphic, meaning two forms of growth. Common examples of yeasts, molds, and fungi include the following. Yeast, Candida species, Cryptococcus species. Candida albicans, as seen under a microscope when stained using fluorescent antibody techniques, is shown in Exhibit 1-6. Note the clear presence of budding cells in the image. Exhibit 1-6. Candida albicans using fluorescent antibody staining. Source, CDC. Mold, Aspergillus species, Penicillium species. Aspergillus, as seen under a microscope, is shown in Exhibit 1-7. Exhibit 1-7, Nun Aspergillus. Source, Centers for Disease Control. Dimorphic, Histoplasma species, Coccidioid species. Major categories of mycosis. Significant species include multiple types of yeasts and molds, mildews, rusts, and smuts. Clinically significant fungi require treatment by anti-infective drugs, specifically antifungals. Antibacterial drugs are not effective in the treatment of fungal infections. The four major categories of mycosis are as follows. Superficial or cutaneous. Infections or diseases that involve hair, skin, or nails without direct invasion of deeper tissues. This category includes infections caused by dermatophytes, a group of three genera of fungi, Epidermophyton, Trichophyton, and Microsporum, that commonly cause skin disease in people or animals. Subcutaneous. Infections or diseases, chromoblastomycosis and mycetoma, that involve cutaneous and subcutaneous tissues. Systemic. Infections or diseases that affect a specific body system, usually the lungs, although any organ system may be involved. This category includes infections caused by blastomyces, coccidioids, histoplasma, paracoccidioid species, and Penicillium marnifae. Opportunistic. Systemic mycoses that occur primarily in individuals whose immune status is altered either by underlying disease or use of immunosuppressive agents. This category includes infections caused by Aspergillus, Candida, and Cryptococcus.